conferencia de los cases is setting out the essay very good. But if you really look at the real cause of the demand of our service, we are actually being under budgeted for. And if you want a clue on that, just a small clue, you just have to look at the budget of all the JCPS departments put together. You are going to find that justice is the smallest, the very smallest. And we had to make do with a little. And I must say, with the leadership of the DG and the support of Mr. Joe, I think we've really tried our best. But I'm just saying to the committee, there are limits to what we can do. If there are further cuts, you may see us cracking a big check.
Left us in a depressed mood.
Thank you, Chairperson. You talked about the reason that other provinces have got more allocations. One of the reasons is that they have got some provinces don't have specialized courts. When are you going to see to it that even Limpopo and Mpumalanga have specialized in line with a round formation?
In justice, when I joined, there was this specialized courts called the family courts and your labor appeal courts. Some provinces do have men's family courts, others maybe don't have it. It seems that this program has come to an end, and maybe court services would be in a better space to explain why those specialized courts, it is no longer rolled out. Maybe this program of vulnerable groups should get to this area of specialization, or are we saying the board strategy is it will just have general courts? But point taken, it's linked to resources, it's linked to court services giving direction and establish a court. For me, it's about, as a bean counter, how do I present information to allow the oversight authorities to make sense? And this is one area of minimum of weakness. I can only report on the current structural arrangement.
Allow me not to answer the question, because I don't think we have an answer for it here and now necessarily. But I guess it's something that when we go back and meet again, we'll try and figure out what could have been the reason. But generally, just as a general issue, specialized courts were generally located in areas where there was a lot of volume in those specialized issues, and they were driven originally by that. So provinces that would not have had a lot of volume of those issues would necessarily not have had them, and that would have been a historic reason why we would not have had them. The question is whether we now have sufficient volume, for instance, from the two provinces that are referred to specifically here or not. And perhaps that's the question that we need to ask ourselves, whether volumes are there now or they are not. But I think in particular, if you look at the the establishment of the two courts, the Limpopo One High Court as well as the Nelspruit High Court, what would also happen is that it would come with changes, adjustments naturally in budget, because some of the work that was being done, remember that Gauteng was processing all the High Court cases that came from both provinces, and now with this, with the High Court being established there, you are then moving back that way. It would mean that some element of budget will have to start growing in the two provinces. Without necessarily, I do not believe that will change the budget allocation for housing, because in any event they are extremely stretched even as we speak. So if there's an adjustment, it will be quite minor. But Chair, I just wanted to speak to, if you can just go to the line that shows the growth between programs, that slide. Chair, if you look at the yellow line,
mm-hmm.
you would see that there has been inconsequential growth.
Yeah.
And so when you sit here and you look at the overall performance of state attorneys and government legal services broadly, you then can't but make a direct relationship between what we are seeing and that line. Everybody has grown training-wise and everything else, everybody has grown, but that line has not grown. And that is why we are saying sometimes, of course, we blame people a lot, but there is a story to be told. If you just look at that line, and that's the point I wanted to make. That so when we are saying we want to transform state attorneys, state legal services, we do want also that line to start shifting differently. And then to complete here with the point that Dr. De Vere made, and I'd like to take a slightly different slant to it. The long and the short of it is that if you take out 40 million from your budget at any given point in time, it affects something. And unfortunately, it's services that we ought to deliver that gets affected. So when we're shifting money to commissions, indeed, the reality is that we take that money from somewhere. But also, in terms of our own employees, we've gone through a very serious budget cut. So, you know, those small levels of things that we used to do, like get-togethers, well, that real organizations do, so that we get to know each other, we don't have those things anymore. And so when you then go for visit and people say management is mean and all of those things, I'm sure they don't hate us necessarily, but they do feel that we are being mean towards them, because we've kind of left everything to do with employees. But these are the employees who also work with colleagues in other departments who hypothetically fly business class and do other things, and so that's how we also start losing them. And so there's that risk as well. As we cut, we are exposing ourselves to other things. But having said that, and this is not just meant as a complaint, but it just I'm saying it so that Parliament understands the relationship and the challenges that sometimes are not introduced necessarily by management that is uncaring and unfeeling and all of that. So finally, Chair, we really would like to, on our side, to really thank the Honourable House for listening to us and the area that has been picked up. In fact, we do go through the numbers. So I'm not sure between print and what happened. I really cannot say. In fact, I'm disappointed that we are at this stage. We do apologize for that, but we will address it as quickly as possible, and we'll either issue an erratum or resubmit the corrected documents for the record, so that the record reflects correctly. But otherwise, we've received sufficient guidance to be able to run, and we continue to count on this Honourable House to guide us going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Jeffrey. Yeah, I was going to say this from a cost point of view. Maybe I think an erratum is better than resubmitting. I mean, in terms of cost. But on a lighter note, Chair, well, I don't know if it's a lighter note. The Democratic Alliance, and to a lesser extent, COPE, are very keen on calling for commissions of inquiry into everything under the sun. Can we ask Ms. Smuts and Ms. Adams to take back to their parties for the consequences of endless commissions of inquiries for the justice budget vote.
Yes. Well, no, all Mr. Jeffrey is saying, just go back and make them understand consequences. All right. Yes, and it's going to cost the Department of Justice. And they pay up front.
Yes.
And claim later. Tomorrow, honourable members, Legal Aid South Africa, we start at 10. All right? Johnson, I want you to hear this. Legal Aid South Africa was scheduled for 9 tomorrow, which meant they would have had to fly into Cape Town today, book into a hotel, and sleep over. I said, can't we start at 10? That will allow us to fly in tomorrow and save hotel expenses. I'm not saying you don't do that, but it's just, I think it's It's positive, yes.
Okay.
Document. Oh, bugger it. I don't like the way they set up this computer. Let's try again. Right. No.
Have you got the minutes from yesterday?
Not yet, no.
No.
Trying to do them.
Because one of the guys from the Labour Appeal Court is asking me about the
minutes. Yeah, no, they
also
asked me. No, those I've got. Yeah, those
okay.
I've got, yeah. I'll send them from our office, yeah.
Oh, fab, thank you.
Yeah, no, those I've got. Let's see if I've got this other one here somewhere. Let's have a look. Yes, good. I bet this isn't the correct version. Shit, it's not. I've lost all my corrections. Lost! Oh, dear. Oh, well. So be it. I shouldn't try to do two things at once, should I?